How you doing, everybody? It is your guy, Taz the Angel, here with more car talk, good conversation you can ride to, and we back in and fired up for the new year. And I'm gonna tell you, honestly, I don't like the term fired up, but it felt natural this time. Because I hear it too much. Like when you are a part of, like, or you tune in to like network marketing and different type of businesses where you have to reach out to people individually to attain currency. A lot of times the people that they call your upline, one of the things that they love to say is, "I'm fired up." And it gets irritating because I don't like redundancy. But we're not here to talk about that, right? First minute of nothingness. But guess what? We in this thing. So this podcast is, or this episode is the yearly checkup, right? So I'm recording this on January 31st. It's probably going to end up getting posted on February the 1st, unfortunately, after I get done editing and everything. but this is the yearly, I'll say, personality check. Now, of course, I do those in between the year as well, but I just had a birthday. I turned 32. Shaq time, baby. But I just turned 32 on January 11th. So this episode will be my year to assess the year that I just experienced, basically, right? But before we get down to the nitty gritty, I'm going to say first, shout out to our sponsor, Lone Star Platinum Auto Glass, which is a full service windshield repair company. Whether it's chips, cracks, preferably the cracks are less than 6 inches in length, and don't have too many what they call spider legs, where it'll be one, then it'll have those multiple spread offs. Preferably not that, because then you would end up having to go into replacements, because the more legs from a crack, not a chip, but a crack, the more likely it is to extend during the repair process. So preferably cracks 6 inches and less. Chips, dents, and things like that, those I can pretty much do. It doesn't matter. We can take care of that. But yeah, call Lone Star Platinum Auto Glass. And I don't know if I told you guys the origin of the name, but I will this time. But it's really quick. I don't know if you've ever watched The Wheel of Fortune, but they have a type of puzzle called Before and After, where they'll have basically three words minimal. Most of the time it's like a combination of phrases, but let's use the Migos. So it would be three words, right? And what it does is the first two make a term, and then the second and third words make their own term. So you could have take off. You know, the first word would be take, second word would be off, the middle word, right? And then the second word, off, the last word would be set. So you would have take, off, offset. They connect that way, right? That's how Lone Star Platinum Auto Glass is, because you have Lone Star Platinum, Lone Star and Platinum, right? So, Texas, where I live, Lone Star, that's the Lone Star State, right? Then you have Star Platinum. Star Platinum is a JoJo reference from the anime JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. So you have Lone Star, Star Platinum, Lone Star Platinum, Auto Glass. That's how we got to the name. Because we're businessmen and nerds simultaneously. Okay. So shout out to Lone Star Platinum Auto Glass. Give them a call if you're in the Thackerville, Oklahoma area, Sanger, Gainesville, Denton, Texas, Louisville, Aubrey. That entire area, we're able to come to you for the repairs. Just contact us at 940-539-5912. Preferably text messages, because it's easier to track the appointments that are set whenever we can just go back to look at our phone, you know, the company phone, and be able to schedule look at the appointments quickly that way, and not have to call you back and, hey, is it Tuesday or Wednesday? You know, it's just a lot easier. And of course we wouldn't do that, you know, if we had to take it by call. Then we write them down, or, you know, put them on our Google calendars. But it's just a lot easier for us if you do reach out through text, because again, traceability, we don't have to worry about missing appointments and all that. So again, the number is 940-539-5912. I had my sign back there. I don't know if y'all can see that under the gun right there, the sign, but it fell down and I just don't feel like tampering with it. But I'll set it up one time. If it falls down during the episode, you know, it just is what it is at that point. We're gonna try for a couple. You know what? I'm gonna move this fan over here. We're gonna try for about 10-15 seconds, because I don't wanna take y'all time up. You feel me? Because I know y'all time is important. And I appreciate y'all for spending it with me. You know what I'm saying? For investing your time with me. You hear me? So we're gonna try this one time. Boom. That's how we doing. Because you know, you know the vibes. You know why we here. Okay. So also, I'm going to shout out my gaming channel, because I've been doing it for a while now, but it's really starting to blow up or build, I'll say that. Because I don't want to just be like, oh, we're going viral. Like, we're not going crazy right now, but we are doing nice numbers. The gaming channel is it's on YouTube, Gaming with Taz. T-A-Z-Z, simple. I'll give more after the episode, because I don't want to waste too much front time. You know, we already 8 minutes in. We ain't even got to the meat and potatoes. You know what I'm saying? We over here with the corn and stuff. All the things that folks just chew on a little bit and throw away. But anyway, so 32. What have I learned from the year that I was 31? What do I believe is different? And where am I going? I think those are three important questions. And hopefully I can remember those exact questions to answer them all. But so I'm gonna be transparent with you guys, right? Which I usually am, but I'm also a private individual. So I don't really just give a lot of details. But last year was a very trying year. I'll say it like this. You know how a lot of people do the Transformation Tuesdays and show their glow ups and all that? Last year, 2021, is the year that I'm going to glow up from. Right? So that means everything after is fine, but it got real murky. You know what I'm saying? I dealt with depression very heavily. I gained, I want to say, 60 pounds of not muscle, because of the things that I was dealing with, things I was going through. I dealt with loss, a lot of drama, contention. Dealt with quite a bit in 2021. You know, it was a tough year, man. I know it's kind of fast to get, you know, heavy, but I want to I want to let you guys know that an end doesn't have to be the end. You know? So yeah, I dealt with loss. I dealt with having to change and adjust my entire lifestyle. And I didn't deal with it well initially because I'm a routine guy. People who know me knows that if you call me at any given time, I'm doing one of a few things. One, 9 times out of 10, I'm at work. Two, I'm in a store that doesn't pay me for advertisement, so I'm not going to say their name. But I am in a store where you can get pretty much anything you want. Three, I'm either sleeping or going to sleep. Or four, watching anime or playing games. So it's not a whole lot of, I'm going to adjust this cut because, you know, we don't really do that free advertisement thing here. So I'm going to adjust it to be able to block that logo. Yeah. But, yeah, it was a difficult year. You know, of course it wasn't all bad. You know, I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I'm special in some ways and that I'm normal in others. Because I don't know about you guys, but I have a sense of confidence and pride in myself that, I won't say this properly because it can sound bad if I say it wrong, that allows me to see the areas that I excel in more than others. This past year allowed me to see many of the areas that I fall short in. And it sucks, guys. It sucks to be humbled, you know? It sucks to feel like you're just in the mix. You don't feel special. You don't feel like an individual. And I'm specifically saying the word feel because these are all feeling-based things that I'm talking about. These aren't thought-out things. These aren't calculated things. These are things that are based on feelings. And these are feelings themselves. Feelings of inadequacy. You know, looking at my body and seeing the difference of after the weight was put on, right? Because, you know, we can lose 10, 15 pounds. And people will be like, oh man, you lose the weight. And you're like, I mean, I guess so. I don't know. You know, because the way we see ourselves, because we see ourselves every day, we always look like us, right? So if you lose 1 pound a day or 2 pounds a day, you don't notice those 2 pounds. And if that happens, you know, you lose 1 or 2 pounds every day for, let's say, a week or two, and you're down 15 pounds. You may not notice that because every day you were just 1 pound smaller. Just, you see yourself in each small increment, you know what I mean? Whereas other people, especially when you are not around them daily, they can see those differences more quickly because they don't see you as often. So because they don't see you as much, they're able to be like, oh wait, you didn't look like that last time. You know what I mean? So I said that to say, by the time you actually notice that you've gained weight, you know, visually, you probably already gained a substantial amount around 2025. Let the window up. It's a little chilly. Now, I have a jacket with me, but you know what I'm saying? I just be wanting the guns to be out sometimes, man, because I be feeling good and stuff. But anyway, so, I talked to a few of my friends. We use the, I'll advertise this, we use the app Voxer with a V. It's spelled like boxer, but instead of a B, there's the letter V, like vixen, voice, you know, those things. So we use the app Voxer to keep in touch. And I was telling them, you know, about how I didn't like how I looked anymore, because my heyday to this point, I'm going to have a new heyday in a while, but my heyday to this point was when I was at Alcorn in college, at the great Alcorn State University. When I was at Alcorn, I weighed 305 pounds, which is substantially smaller than what I am now. 305 pounds. I ran a 5'1", and I was 18% body fat. That was my previous best. So my goal is to meet that best as far as weight, but have a much more efficient body. The strongest, the highest bench I've ever gotten to was 425. Yeah. My goal is to get to 500. And it's not just for me. That goal must be met for me and my dad, because that's something that I know he always wanted to get. He got super close. Like, I remember seeing him do 450. And he may have done more, you know, when I wasn't around. And I want to meet that milestone for him. And I want to do it this year. It may sound crazy, but I want to do that this year. So, when I was talking to my friends and I was telling them my weight goals, I also posted it on Facebook, but I posted it in an encoded way. And I'll tell you guys, because most of the people on my Facebook don't watch this, so they still won't get it, because they won't get the decoding, or the decoded answer rather. I posted hashtag Highway 305. A couple folks was like, "Oh, you going to Miami? You going to Florida?" Because, I mean, you think of the 305, think of Florida. But Highway 305 means I'm on the road to getting down to 305. So that's going to be something that we focus on, guys. Highway 305. But again, like I said, I want to have a more efficient body. So instead of being 305, benching 425, I want to be 305, but benching 500. I'm not so focused on squat, not because I'm going to have the typical beach boy body, where it's just all upper body and like super tiny legs. If any of you guys have ever seen, like, if you go to my YouTube channel that this will be posted on, I have full body like videos where I'm either dancing or, you know, rapping, doing different things, but you see the full body. Even though I'm pretty large up top, I'm bottom heavy, so I don't have to worry about having tiny chicken legs like some people. That's not a thing. Actually, my legs and my stomach, my abdominal area, are going to be two of the main things I focus on. But to get back to the full thing instead of focusing so heavily on the one thing. You know, I set different goals and things that are going to happen this year. This year, I'm going to complete my degree. I left Alcorn early due to family matters. And I am short 6 classes. So I need 6 classes to complete my degree in psychology. And we're going to be done with that degree by at the very latest, the end of July. And also, I will be down at least 50 pounds by the end of July. And I'm saying it to you guys, and I'm putting it out there to hold myself accountable. Because if I just make the mental goal of, man, I gotta do this by the end, I have wiggle room to where I can renege. I'm like, well, you know, let me wait till August or September. I can move the goalposts. But because I'm telling you guys, not only am I holding me accountable, but you guys are holding me accountable. Because I'm telling you guys the goal that I have. And I have to achieve it. I got to. So, I'm going to complete my psychology degree no later than the end of July. I will have lost at least 50 pounds no later than by the end of July. Right. I'm going to make some money moves this year. I've had several ideas that I will not disclose to the public, because there are some goals that's okay to give the world, but there are others that I believe should be kept close to the chest, right? Because the easiest time to kill a tree is when it's still a seed, right? Once it's 50 years old and has roots 20, 30 feet down into the ground, into the earth itself, it's not so easy to deal with that. You gotta come with the chainsaws, tractors, all of that. But if you can get to that seed if you can get to that tree while it's still a seed, all you gotta do is. So I don't give anyone the opportunity to me. not if I can help it, you know. I'm human, so of course I am able to make mistakes and have errors, but that is absolutely not the intentions. So I have some ideas, I have some goals, and we're going to meet them. We're going to exceed them, right? Because for a lot of people, the degree is the end. It's like, oh, I got it. Yes, I made it. No. Getting is the beginning of what you're going to do with it. You know what I mean? And honestly, one of the things that I plan to do with it is what I'm doing now. Talking to the masses. And of course, I mean, it ain't like I have no, you know, like thousands and thousands of subscribers and views. Not yet. So I'll say speaking to a multitude of people. But the goal will be and will be met of speaking to the masses. To my TED Talk levels. You know what I mean? Seminar levels, going to city to city, state to state. Hey, let me talk to you guys. Hey, let me tell you what I experienced. Let me help you not experience the pain that I felt. And if you do, let me give you the keys to move past it and not get stuck in it. Because a lot of times we get stuck in a rut. You know, because like I said earlier, I'm a routine guy. So if my routine is, you don't see too many Crown Vicks with long, like, lawnmower trailers hooked onto the back. So that was quite interesting to see. Either way, it threw me off, I'm sorry. But you know, there are just things that we're gonna do. Like I said, I wanna be TED Talk level. You know, I wanna be, come to my seminar, because like I was saying about getting stuck in the rut, I'm back. About getting stuck in the rut, you know, we can get stuck in that rut, and because it's what we did yesterday and what we did today, it makes it much easier to do the same thing tomorrow. It's much more difficult to do something different, right? It's much more difficult to think differently, to focus differently, to dedicate yourself differently. These are the difficult things, and that is why it's called growing pains, because it's not comfortable. It hurts. You have to look at you, see the bad parts of you, and then change them. But a lot of times, the bad parts that we have, those are some of the parts that we enjoy the most. Right? Those are some of the things that we indulge in the most, the parts of us that we feed the most. So now we have to starve that. Nobody likes to starve. The flesh doesn't like to starve. That's the importance of fat. That's why there is an importance to fasting. That's why there are so many benefits to fasting. Even, I mean, not only on the spiritual level, but on the natural level. When you can tell your stomach, shut up, you eat when I tell you to eat, you will be fulfilled when I give you permission to be fulfilled. When you tell your body what to do and when to do it, you've just separated yourself from the masses. That's the separator. That is the separator. When you tell your body what to do and when to do it, and not the other way around. Because think about it. When we start yawning and stuff, your body's like, hey, bro, we should really lay down soon. But I mean, if you've only been up 5 hours in the day, 6 hours in the day, should you be sleeping yet? And I'm saying that because that's what I was doing. When I was depressed, wake up, play the game, watch some anime, go to sleep. Because I was unemployed last year for a while using the unemployment checks, right? So I didn't have any job that I had to go to. I was doing my windshield repairs, but as far as a clock in, clock out job, I didn't have that. Which allowed me to see another thing about me is, too much free time is bad time. Because I saw what I was willing to do at that time. Now, of course, it was because I was in a different mindset, a more damaged, hurt mindset. But still, a part of the reason why some of those things happened was I had too much free time that I did not capitalize on. Because in all honesty, what should have been happening, instead of me gaining 60 pounds, I should have been losing that 60 pounds because I had the time to just live in the gym. I had the time, but I didn't capitalize on it. Not anymore. We're not making those mistakes again. We're not making those mistakes again. Because one thing about me is I prefer to learn from others' mistakes, but I have to learn from my own. I try to learn from them the first time. It's not too many times where, when I'm thinking, I make the same mistake more than once. Because I don't like messing up, right? So, again, to let you know what I, or how I changed, I had to let you first know where I was last year. You know, wasn't in the best headspace. I was very jaded. And I still have some of that to deal with. I still believe that I need therapy. And I'm going to get it, you know, because many of us think that getting help is an admission of weakness. But honestly, reaching out for help when you need it, not when you just want your life to be easier or more convenient, you just don't want to work as hard, you just want everybody to come in and do things for you. When you need help, when you get that help that you need, that's when you're at your strongest, man. Because you have the strength to submit and say, I can't do it without this. I can't do it without you. I can't do it without someone or a team with me. You have the strength to be humble. You have the strength to be honest. The strength to be transparent. That's true strength. Not saying I'm working on myself, but never really doing anything. Or watching one self-help podcast a month, or going to the people who, the seesaw speakers, the people who constantly tell you, oh, you were right, you made it, it's you, you're the finished product. If these people don't change themselves for you and accept you for who you are, you know, leave them alone. Those don't match. Because how can you say someone should change for you, but you not be willing to change for them, right? But that's the problem with a seesaw speaker. They will say the things that sound so great to you that they're smiling you into your grave. They're cheering you into your loneliness, into your own isolation. They're cheering you into your own toxicity. They're cheering you to your demise. So surround yourself with and listen to people who will tell you when you're wrong. Who will tell you, hey, you shouldn't have done it that way. That wasn't the best way to do it. This is a better way to do it. This is what you should have done. That was out of order. That was wrong. You should not have done it that way. Surround yourself with those people and you will elevate. It goes back to one of my previous podcasts about your circle. I'm not going to harp on that because I already did a full episode about that. But that's important. Right? It's important. Because like I said, with this goal, Highway 305, I'm putting the goal out to you all so y'all can also hold me accountable. So I can't slack. Right? So surround yourself with people who do not allow you to slack. They allow you to rest, don't allow you to slack. So I am more focused now. I've gained patience. I've gained more self-control. I've been ever since I've been a teenager, I knew that it wasn't a good idea for me to talk when I was mad. But depending on who I was dealing with, I may or may not show restraint in that area. And also, depending on what was done to me to get me to that point. Give me 1 second, guys. And I'm done. I apologize for that. It was a rather serious question. but I've been, like I said, I've been a guy who, I don't really like to talk when I'm mad, because it's just not wise. It's not wise to talk while you're angry. It's not wise to talk sometimes when you're sad. Now, there are times when you need to vent, but in your venting, there are at least two things that I believe are important. One, you have to know the proper person or persons to vent to. This is important, which is why I got closer. Know who to trust with your emotions. Not just your emotions, but your emotional drop-offs. Those events when you just want to get all those feelings out and leave them. Know who to trust with your emotional drop-offs. Because a lot of times we just talk to the people we want to talk to, but they're not the ones who need that information. I apologize for that. They're not the ones who need that information for a multitude of reasons. One, they're a bucket with a hole in it and can't wait to spill what you gave them. Two, they're a boomerang and can't wait to throw it back in your face. And there are others, but I'm going to just leave you with those two. Because you could also have three, a basketball hoop. Whatever you throw in, just going to fall right through it. They're not going to hold on to it. They have nothing to offer. They're not going to keep it and it be important to them. You're just going to be talking to them, talking and talking. And when you're done, so what you doing? What you want to eat tonight? They have nothing substantial or important to offer you. All right? So, three things or three reasons to be more careful with who you vent to. You could be dealing with a bucket with a hole in it. You can be dealing with a boomerang or a basketball hoop. None of those should be entrusted with your emotional drop-offs. Also, and honestly, this bit of advice is, from my experience, more suited for women. And I'll give two suggestions. One, ladies, I'm trying to say this carefully because, you know, political correct culture. Be good friends to each other again. Be real friends to each other again. Because I cannot quantify the amount of women who have told me they don't like having female friends because they're messy, because they're catty, because they're jealous, because they try to interfere with your relationship, i.e. take whoever you're with, or just sleep with them. Which I say just, but I mean, that's still a very large offense. So because of that, many females try to turn to guys as friends, but guys, for the most part, don't just want to be your friend. And I'm here as a man who has conversed with many men. Unless that male is physically unattracted to you, there will be some desire there. And I'm not saying to where this guy is just lust-filled and just trying to slither his way to get into you. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is sometimes attraction can impair relationship. Attraction can sometimes impair information, where that guy will pacify you to get in your good graces, to not want you upset, to want you to continue to rely on him and indulge with him and spend your time, spend your hourly currency with him. And those tend to sometimes become seesaw speakers, where they don't know that you're not right, they don't know that you're wrong, but to not have an argument with you, not risk getting ghosted, getting yelled at, or any kind of negative reactions, they just go along with it. So again, you know, women, be real friends to each other again. And two, my second piece of advice, and this is a general piece of advice, but again, I do believe it's more applicable to the females. Leave work at work. Leave work at work. The reason why many men don't overload emotionally to where it's spilling out into multiple facets of our lives is because, generally speaking, of course, not speaking in totality, is because there's no such thing as an absolute. The only absolute is that we're all going to die. Honestly speaking, that's the only absolute, the only constant. But other than that, there are no such things as absolutes. So, on a general scale, men tend to be able to compartmentalize a little bit better. And of course, we have things that we're worse at, generally speaking, as well, because everyone has their downfalls, everyone has their problems, including me. As I just got done saying, allowed my depression to make me eat my way into an extra 60 pounds that I did not need. So, this is not a judgment, because I don't believe in judgment. I don't believe in humans judging each other emotionally. Now, in the courtroom, that's different. But when you have a trying day at work, and then you come home to talk about that trying day, at work. Then you go to sleep and you wake up and you go right back to the job. There's no separation. Again, compartmentalizing. Once you clock out. And if you have to emotionally drop off, I would suggest, and this is a general suggestion for all genders, emotionally drop off about your workday to someone you're not committed to. Now, of course, if the person you're committed to asks, "Hey, how was work? What went on?" By all means, answer. I'm not saying just cut that part of your life out. But what I'm saying is the drama and stresses, don't allow them to drag more. Don't allow them to drag on in your life and in your day longer than they have to. And if you don't have to, try not to allow that day to drain anyone else's day, right? So that's my two suggestions. But you know, all in all, we as people have to be more genuine with each other. You know, be more real. Excuse me, because these fake friendships, fake brotherhoods, fake sisterhoods, these are the reasons why we don't have community anymore. These are the reasons why you don't really find too many neighborhoods where all the kids are friends with each other anymore, where multiple weekends, multiple kids just spend a night at different friends' houses anymore. We lost our sense of community, togetherness. And I'm going to speak specifically to Black people right now. I don't know if you guys have ever thought about this, but I spent some actual significant amount of time thinking about this recently. You know, when Black people are referring to other Black people, especially back in the day, but still now, a lot of times we'll call a Black man will call another Black man, "You know the brother over there," you know what I'm saying? You know, or you know, you'll see a Black woman, "You know the sister over there." Why do you think that is? Do y'all know that that's a Black thing? To call other people that just share your complexion brother and sister? Do you realize that that's just an us thing? And this isn't a knock on any other race or ethnicity. It's just noticing a difference in culture. This is a part of our, this is something that's specific to our culture. We call each other brother and sister because we're supposed to be like family. We're supposed to be family. Now, of course, you know, you have different family. You have the general family, and you have the family that you build. So, you know, even in same family, when you are building with a partner, you know, as a man, I would build with a woman, that becomes wife, family, which will produce children, family, right? So when the terms were more fitting, that's when we had community. That's when you had the one lady down the street, the candy lady, who had all the Laffy Taffys, Nine Laters, Snickers, all the candies, had the snow cones in the styrofoam cup. You know what I mean? the candy lady. We had that because there was a sense of community, and the other parents and people knew we can trust food coming from her. We can trust product. Our kids can indulge and not have to worry about anything crazy happening because we're connected. And somewhere along the line, we lost the connection. And for us to come together as a people, that connection must be restored. It's non-negotiable. Another thing I attained during this last year is simplicity. It's either this or it's that. That simplification allows me to be more decisive. Allows me to be more confident in my answers, in my choices, in my decisions. Now, I'm not, recommending to y'all or telling you this is what you have to do. I'm simply saying this is something that I've attained in the last 365 days. So, now back to general speaking. We have to be more genuine with each other as people. And then, more specifically, as friends. Hold your friends accountable. And if you telling them not what you feel was wrong, but what you know and can prove was wrong, and not just say this is wrong, but provide them the doorway to the right path. Don't just say you shouldn't have took that turn. Y'all riding on the highway, you wait until they pass the turn, be like, oh, where you going? Why you ain't take that turn? Don't just leave it at that. Hey, you were supposed to take that turn, but since you didn't, we can turn up here on blah, blah, blah street. You see what I'm saying? Preferably, don't let them miss the turn. But if you do, and you notice the problem, also come with the solution at the same time. Because it could feel like, here that word goes again, feel like to others that you're nitpicking and being negative. If you focus on problems and you stop your speaking at the problem, then you never get around to the solution. And for us to improve as individuals and as people, we must be more solution-based than problem-based. That's just a fact. Oh, I don't have enough gas. Let me go to the gas station and get some. Notice the problem, but focus on the solution. I think that's an important statement, so I'm going to repeat it. Notice the problem, but focus on the solution. Right? So, to give a brief recap, because I want to go ahead and get ready to close. Honestly, I didn't think I had this much to say, to be honest with you. But in this last year, I've dealt with depression. I've dealt with unhealthy reliances, relying on things that I shouldn't. I've dealt with feeling inadequate, not enough, self-esteem issues. I've dealt with all those in this past year. But on the other side of that, I gained a level of self-control that I didn't have, of self-reflection that I didn't have, and a level of holding myself accountable that I didn't have. And honestly speaking, do I believe it was worth it? Yeah, I do. Because that time is over. now the lessons from it, they're gonna go. They're gonna go. They're gonna multiply. They're gonna manifest. They're gonna dig their roots down deep and become a huge tree. Because we're not even gonna let you see it in the seed process. I was gonna say seed stage, so that's what just came out. But the seed stage, seed process, you don't even see that. You will see after the roots have already went down and hunkered down, expanded with nutrients, with strength. So yeah, it was worth it. And it's gonna be worth it for you if you just push. And not only push, but confide in those who truly want your best, who truly have your best interest at heart. Those people, confide in them, rely on them. Not the person who always says, man, I wouldn't take that. Man, you better than me. You should leave him. You should leave her. If the answer is always to run, they're not it. Honestly, they're not it. Now, of course, there are certain circumstances where the best option is get out of there. But not all of them. Right? It can't be the answer to everything. Some of the things we have to go through to get to. You gotta go through to get through. Right? So it's gonna be worth it. Just know that you're not alone. Know that it's not just you. Know that the world isn't just dumping everything on you. Know that you're not the only one going through. Know that. Because even in this higher level of clarity, the higher level of patience, the higher level of dedication and accountability, I'm still dealing. I'm still going through. But I'm going to get through. You know what I mean? We're gonna get through. So, with that said, I appreciate you guys for watching, listening, hearing, liking, commenting, sharing, supporting. I appreciate it all. I'm so thankful to you guys for allowing me to have an avenue to express myself, but also giving me the opportunity to let someone else learn from my pain. I thank you for my wins and my losses. I thank you for allowing me to give you guys the game, for listening to the game that I give you, to the reality that I give you, to the truth that I give you, to the experience that I give you. I appreciate you guys. So go to my YouTube, Taz the Angel Media. Check that page out. Podcasts, dancing videos, comedy videos, reality rap and gospel rapping videos. Check the page out, man. Support. And if you like video games, go over to my gaming channel where I am actively live streaming the Walking Dead video game. I just released episode 2 on my page a couple of days ago. Episode 3 will be streamed later on this week. And we're building, man. We're building. I stream The Avengers. I stream GTA Online. I stream The Division 2. I think there's some Spider-Man gameplay that I streamed, Uncharted, and like I said, now I'm on the Walking Dead series, the Telltale story. So support, guys, check it out, like, comment, definitely share it with the people who you know would enjoy it, and we're gonna continue to grow together. Highway 305, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Thank you. I love you guys. Talk to you later.